You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farah. It's coming up with ongoing concerns about ISIS and the threat of terrorism. Our guest says we can learn lessons from past terrorist threats and understand what turns groups and people to violent action.
First, today is World AIDS Day, and it marks 35 years since the world first heard of the disease, which has taken more than 35 million lives worldwide.
A lot of progress has been made in battling the pandemic, particularly in developing treatments that can suppress the virus and help people with AIDS live longer.
But not all the news is good, especially if we look at the picture in Wisconsin where new diagnosed cases have doubled over the past decade. Ronnie Grace is with us now, lead coordinator for HIV and STI prevention with Diverse and Resilient, an LGBT public health organization based in Milwaukee. Ronnie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Well, Ronnie, what accounts for this huge rise in HIV diagnoses in Wisconsin over the past 10 years? That's a big change.
Some of the same issues that we've been dealing with throughout the epidemic. Issues around disclosure, issues around stigma, which is huge in our community. There's the access to care portion that we're still trying to manage. And just overall, just access to housing, all of those things kind of figure into whether or not people take care of themselves, go ahead and get tested, stay in treatment and care.
So that's a number of factors outside of the disease itself, socioeconomic factors. So how do you go about tackling all of those things that surround HIV?
Well, we start tackling them pretty much one by one. There are several agencies throughout the city. Let's say today we have World AIDS Day events going on throughout the country. I'm currently at a World AIDS Day event here in Milwaukee at the Hillside Boys and Girls Club. But the same issues that we've been dealing with as far as getting information out and people understanding their risk for HIV, and that's another thing. We have so many people who don't feel like they are at risk for HIV, so they're not going in to get tested because they think, that's not me, I'm not doing those kinds of things.
So what is it, besides that feeling that that's not you, what is it that stands in the way of people getting tested?
Once again, it's the stigma around people being HIV positive. There's stigma around people, gay people, and going into agencies where they feel they might be thought of as someone who's actually living with HIV rather than coming in for testing or some sort of preventative type things.
Now, last year there was a bit of good news that number of young people diagnosed in Wisconsin, it did drop somewhat. What do you think was successful last year with that lower number?
Well, we try to figure out these things. We don't know if more people got tested or not. We're really happy that those numbers are coming down. However, those numbers are not coming down in certain communities, especially communities of color and men who have sex with men, and as well as trans women.
And what about that rate to be higher among communities of color and men having sex with men? What is happening in those communities that's different?
Well, if you think about the fact that oftentimes people are having sex within their communities, which in a city like Milwaukee, where the rates are about 4 out of 10 men who have sex with men are living with HIV, chances are greater that you might bump into someone who's actually living with HIV. Now, however, there are really wonderful things that's going on now in the world of HIV. New medications, medications that are a great deal less toxic. We have a drug therapy now, PrEP, which stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, whereas there's a pill that people can take, which is highly effective in the prevention of transmission of HIV. And there's also another therapy, PEP, which is post-exposure prophylaxis, kind of works like the morning after pill, if you could imagine that, whereas if someone feels like they've been exposed to the virus, they get to a hospital, medical clinic, doctor's office, hopefully within 36 hours, hopefully no longer than 72 hours, and they can keep that exposure from becoming an infection.
How long have those new drug therapies been around?
They've been around for a while, but oftentimes you know, those new things that come into the community are met with adversity. You know, people wondering if these pills are being targeted towards certain populations. There's whether or not the efficacy of the pill works. So, but we're in a place now where we're getting people on PrEP, and we're finding more people are being open to the idea of, you know, preventative measures that are out there and that are available for them.
We're talking with Ronnie Grace right now on World AIDS Day. He's lead coordinator, HIV and STI prevention with Diverse and Resilient, an LGBT public health organization based in Milwaukee. And we've been talking lately, Ronnie, about the price of drugs on this program. Some drugs have seen pretty remarkable spikes. Are these drugs you're talking about, PrEP and PEP to fight HIV, are they affordable?
They are expensive. However, they are being covered by health insurances, and we have different programs to help cover the high cost of those particular drugs.
And so it sounds like in the communities that you're talking about, communities of color, men having sex with men, and it's two that you, several, I rather, that you talked about, education seems to be a watchword. So what are you doing to get the word out?
We are continuing our efforts to expand the places that we go and test so that the place, and doing events like today where we're making the community aware of HIV and how they might participate in bringing down the rates of HIV and giving out information to their families and friends around HIV so that we can normalize the conversation around HIV. Unfortunately, there's still a great deal of stigma around HIV and people who are living with HIV.
There's been some new research about undetectable HIV cases. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes, there's some exciting news that's coming down the pipelines. There are many studies that are indicating now that if a person who has HIV and has been undetectable for the last 6 months, it's a low risk of them transmitting the virus to another individual. And then also, even with PrEP, if a person is on PrEP, which cuts down the risk of transmission, you know, greatly, I don't personally like to say 100%, but it's highly effective in cutting down the transmission of HIV. So we have PrEP now. We have people and medication that can bring people down to an undetectable status, whereas it makes it very unlikely that they would transfer the virus to other people. And for someone like myself who's been living with HIV over 30 years, this is just such amazing news that we have these type of preventative medications to keep people from becoming HIV positive.
So if someone is listening and they're interested in finding out more about the drug PrEP, which acts as a deter prophylaxis there, or PEP, the other one, which is sort of like an after-the-fact treatment, what can they do? Where can they go?
Well, they can always, you know, you can Google PrEP, and there's all kinds of information on the website, right, on different websites now around PrEP. Here in Wisconsin, we have, there's a site called PrEP Wisconsin, which people can go to get information about PrEP as well. Or as I said, at this particular time, because PrEP is such a huge, what we call it, a tool in our toolbox of prevention, there's lots of information out there, and it's pretty easy to access it.
And as we wrap up, just briefly, Ronnie, how optimistic are you for the future picture of combating AIDS and HIV in Wisconsin?
I'm very optimistic about the future in combating AIDS here in Wisconsin. And as long as we continue to get the information out about HIV, the different preventive methods that we have to cut down the rates, I think the future looks pretty good.
Ronnie, thanks a lot for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
Well, thanks so very much. Have a great day.
That was Ronnie Grace with us there. He's lead coordinator of HIV and STI prevention with Diverse and Resilient, an LGBT public health organization based in Milwaukee.